This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Buddy, have you got a little something whipped up on the This Can't Be Love over there?
You have. Well, let's do it.
This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. Oh, how I love to look in your eyes.
Galen Drake now takes over, and his topic, the new coffee flavor is to post it.
You ever lie awake at night all tense and rigid, trying not to worry about all the problems and chores that you have to face tomorrow? You hear every noise in the house, and the more you listen, the louder it gets. Of course, you try to tell yourself nothing's wrong, but you can't relax, you can't sleep, and finally morning comes and you drag yourself out of bed. You know, it's not normal to feel like that day after day. But have you been depending on the caffeine in coffee for a quick pickup? Well, your doctor will tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to wonderful new coffee flavor Instant Postum, now available for the first time. No caffeine, and there isn't a taut nerve, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. Try a new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and relax. Feel better, act better, and look better.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with my empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't take all the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden, golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Next Tuesday, we're all going to celebrate George Washington's birthday. And in view of this, I have a bit of news on Washington that I think you might be interested in knowing about. This news is contained in an article in the American Weekly, which is coming out next Sunday, February 20th. And it tells the little-known story of how Washington almost couldn't go to New York for his first inauguration because he was so broke. Yep, George was Tap City. This is certainly news to me, because I never realized the father of our country was ever plagued with a shortage of cash. However, in the spring of 1789, when it was pretty certain that he was going to be elected president and would have to make a trip from Mount Vernon to New York for the inaugural ceremony, he had to borrow the dough to defray the traveling expenses, because there was hardly a shilling left in the entire Mount Vernon household. And I include Martha's sugar bowl, too. Now, this is really amazing, don't you think, when you consider the fact that Washington had real estate holdings scattered through several states, from southern Virginia to the Mohawk Valley in New York, and westward to a point that is now Cincinnati, totaling, about 60,000 acres. Man, how'd you like to own some of that real estate now? I guess Georgia's land poor. Well, how did Washington ever get in such a financial predicament? How did it ever happen that he ever got back of the eight ball like that? Well, for 2 years, the crops had been poor, and the rent payers been a little remiss, a little forgetful. Much of General Washington's ready cash had been spent on entertainment. There's a letter available, tinged with complaint, which Washington wrote his mother, and it says, quote, "Mount Vernon may be compared to a well-restored tavern, as practically all travelers passing by stopped there. Their propensity to linger didn't increase their host's cash on hand." Now, that'll do it. A bunch of freeloaders can put you on the skids faster than anything I can think of. But I never knew that Mount Vernon jumped like that. I guess George was just a nice fellow who had the latch string out too often. Maybe this was the beginning of the expression Southern hospitality, huh? Anyhow, about a month before the election results were announced, Washington appealed to an obscure and distant neighbor, Mr. Richard Conway of Alexandria, Virginia, for assistance. You see, in those days, we have to remember that there was no friendly credit, even if you had a cosigner or two. It was just plain tough to get your hands on a little money. However, Mr. Conway, he came up with the loot. He loaned Washington £600, which assured his presence at his own inaugural. On April 6, 1789, Washington was declared elected president unanimously. At about 10 o'clock on April 16th, he left Mount Vernon. All along the route to New York, through Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, a joyous populace had made lavish preparations for processions, cannon salutes, bells, flags, music, even some triumphal arches. And through all this, General Washington, having no precedent to guide him, passed gravely to his new duties without hitch or one moment of financial worry. Such was the result of services rendered by an obscure Virginian. Now I'd like to present a rather obscure Californian, a fellow who does a guest spot with us occasionally, Mr. Lindsey Crosby.
Hi, Dad.
Lynn, you got a song for us?
Yes, but I'm afraid I'll have to have a little loan.
A loan? Don't tell me you're tapped, too.
Ah, yes, you see, for 2 years the crops have been poor and rent payers forgetful.
That's
Then, too, you almost have travelers passing by and dropping in for meals and whatnot.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get sly, young man. Get along with your song now.
Right, Dad.
A little love that slowly grows and grows. Not one that comes and goes, that's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye, that's all I want from you. Don't let me down, oh show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes, that's all I want from you. Me down, oh show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love
that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Congratulations, you handled that very adroitly.
We're going to step aside here for an instant now as Galen Drake moves in to tell us all about the new coffee flavor Instant Post.
Say, have you seen the new model automobiles? Classy, huh? How would you like to trade your old car in on a new model? Or better yet, did you ever feel like trading yourself in for a new model? You know, some of us take better care of our automobiles or TV sets than we do of our own complicated, sensitive bodies. And maybe you say, yeah, sure, I know somebody like that. Yeah? How about you? You ever get in arguments about nothing or toss and turn all night? Could be you're not taking care of yourself. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So how about switching from caffeine-heavy coffee to a new, wonderful hot drink 100% free from caffeine? New coffee flavor Instant Postum can't make you nervous or irritable, and it can't keep you awake. Now you try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and just see the difference. And you'll find that your grocer has new coffee flavor Instant Postum at less than a cent a cup.
Here's a song that got very big lately, largely, I'm sure, because of a fine record which was put out by the Cordettes. You remember the girls, the Cordettes, came from Wisconsin or Michigan or somewhere, sang with Arthur Godfrey for so long. Real great group. Lenny's going to sing this. I'm going to help him along with a few vroom-vrooms. We're going to lift some of the arrangement from the Cordettes. I hope they don't mind.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her complexion like peaches and cream. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own.
Solo, go.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, go.
Mr. Sandman, bring me your dream.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, bring me a dream.
Boom, 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 boom.
Make her complexion like peaches and cream.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, you're a bumming boy, ain't you? Like roses and clover. Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
And so we come to the end of another happy chore for this week. It's been most enjoyable. I hope that you have a fine weekend. And I hope, too, that I'll be seeing you on Monday.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum.